Repair and Maintenance Call-In Radio Show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
What? Okay, I don't know, we're getting little technical difficulties here. Chaz, we still got the other station on the headset. So, okay, we're back on. Little difficulty here. Okay, are we on the air? Oh, okay. Today we have special guests. Repeat for performance from Senator Donna Mercado Kim. There. Okay, now you're happy.
You practiced, George.
Yeah, practice.
Oh, you didn't have enough of me last week. You had to have me come back again so you could say my name correctly.
Oh, I tell you, some people. Anyway, so if you have any questions for her, just give us a call at 808-296-5467.
I'm happy to be here, George. I got some calls at my office from people who are listening to the show who couldn't get in, and so we are trying to deal with their issues and concerns and get back to them.
Okay, so what's the issue?
Oh, one of the issues that was brought up is the testing of the gasoline. And it stems from an article which I also saw in the newspaper, dated Sunday, June 5th, 11, as to why, if the state checks the or tests the gasoline to see that there is enough or that 10% ethanol in the gas. And of course, the answer was that the state does not test for octane levels to ensure accuracy. They used to at one time, and they're claiming that because of the cutbacks, that they don't have any personnel to do that. I'm not sure how involved the testing is, George, but does it
very simple.
Does it take a lot of people to have to do this?
No. Very simple. And just to let you know, a friend of mine that used to work for the or was head of the Waste and Measures Department said that they never ever did have testing equipment to test the octane or anything like that.
So what we did tell the individual that that was calling the office was that it's the PUC that regulates this. It's the PUC is the one that is supposed to take care of that, actually not the legislature, so that we need to go in and talk to the members of the PUC and ask them why is it that they're not requiring some kind of testing. It doesn't have to be on a regular basis. It could be random testing, but at least to so that the oil companies know that, hey, you know, they got to make sure they meet the requirements. Right? Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with that. In fact, we should be holding them accountable like everybody else.
That's right. I mean, they're charging enough for it. And they also, I had a guy, Mr. Shiroma, filled up his jug with 5 gallons of gas, and it was short. It didn't fill up the five gallons.
That's the other issue, whether or not the measurement is accurate. And
it's
they're supposed to go and check that as well, right?
Never did since 06.
Really? I wonder why. So, if you're out there listening and this bothers you, then you need to call the PUC, you need to call your legislators, and you need to say, hey, this is important, and we need to have a bill next session to make sure that this is taken care of. And just because we introduce a bill doesn't mean it's going to pass. It has to have public support from people out there. So a lot of bills die because there is no support. There's nobody really bird-dogging it. So there's no special interest group that is looking after the consumer, and that's the problem that we have.
Okay. What was the other issue?
The other issue is one on the safety check. And a couple years ago, I introduced a measure on the safety check issue and whether or not we really need to have safety check. Because for many of us who go to the service stations and get the safety check, they pretty much say, okay, step on the brake, toot your horn, do your windshield wipers, da-da, and then they give you your sticker.
Done.
Unless it's something really obvious. So I'm not sure, you know, the need for that. However, so because cars, new cars, have the warranty and they go through maintenance and service, and most people take it in because it's, especially now, it's free. Several years ago, I introduced a measure that said if you have a brand new car, then you can do it every, you know, the first 2 years, you don't have to have a safety check, and then it starts from the third year on. So this year, I introduced a measure that said because most of the cars, a majority of the cars now have a 3-year warranty, and most of the cars have a 3-year maintenance that's already included in the price, so you don't pay extra, so people will take the cars in when the light comes up, that you really don't need to have a safety check. So at the first 3 years of a new car would be exempt, other than the first one, right, that the dealership usually will do. And that, you know, from the fourth year on, you would need a safety check. So the bill went through the Senate, it went through the House, very little opposition. The car industry supported it. It went up to the governor's office for signature to be turned into law. We get a call about a week before the end of session from the governor's office saying that if we wanted to have a ceremonial signing, because the governor was going to sign the bill. And we said, sure. And so we were going to arrange to have people from the auto industry come and stand there with the governor as he signed it. Well, a day before the signing, I had to have root canal. These things happen, and I wasn't feeling well. So we called the governor's office and said, you know, because of this, and we really didn't arrange to get people, because people weren't that excited. I mean, they wanted it, but I mean, you know, does it rise to the level of a ceremonial signing? So he said the governor can just sign the measure. They said fine. And this was on Monday we called, and the signing was going to be on Wednesday. Well, Thursday the legislature ends, and shortly after the legislature signing die, the governor vetoes the bill.
Are you surprised?
He was going to sign it, and then he vetoes the bill.
You surprised?
And the message I got several days later on the reasons for the veto was that even new cars have safety problems. But I don't understand what occurred between the time there was going to be a ceremonial signing to the time he vetoed the bill. And I thought maybe it was a technical issue, that something was wrong with the bill. He had to, but he's basically,
it's a money issue.
His message was, well, I don't know if it's a money issue, but I know we do lose money on the safety check program. You know, our research shows us that the state has an income of about $1.4 million, and our expenses is $1.8 million. And so we're losing almost $400,000 a year on the safety check program. So by not having the new cars in, perhaps we could save money.
Well, I tell you where you're losing a lot of money, Donna. On that freeway towing,
that
is $900 a toll.
The state doesn't pay that, though.
Who pays that then?
The consumer, right?
No.
No?
No.
The state pays the $900 a toll?
Yes.
Okay, one more I have to write down to be
listened
to.
I think it was like in the first 1 or 2 years it was federally funded, and then after that the state.
No, we've been paying from get-go one.
So is it $900
per toll?
Now you're sure about this?
Yeah.
Who? How? On?
Well, look it up. The freebie toll. It ain't freebie.
Okay.
We're paying for it. You talk about safety check. Oh, I tell you, the toll is even higher.
I guess that's the cost you get people cars stalled cars off the road during peak hours so that it doesn't back up the traffic.
They do it all day long.
George, you are just a wealth of knowledge today.
Tell you. Anyway, okay, who's on the line? Wanda?
We have Mary from Waianae.
Hi, Mary.
Hello, George?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. You know, I have just some information for your listeners, if that's okay. Not so much a question as a comment. Is that all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, George, I know you personally. You're my mechanic, and I've known you several years. And during that time, you've tried to get me to use ethanol, and I have been totally resistant because of the bad press it's gotten. But I have to tell your listeners, I was down, and you had put a battery in my car and had to put a light in my taillight, and I got caught just a little short of cash, and I said, oh, George, can you spot me some gas? And you said, sure, no problem. So I'm on the road, and my car is acting like it's got pep pills, you know. I'm getting better mileage. Now, I don't know a lot about cars, and that's why I rely on you, but I do know when it hits me in the pocketbook and I have to put gas in, it costs me money. So anyway, I had to make a round trip from Waianae down to Honolulu and then also take a friend back to Honolulu. So that's one trip one way and then a round trip. I did that on less than a quarter tank of gas. So I called you and I said, George, by the way, did you put ethanol in my tank instead of just gas? And you started to laugh. And all I can say is I'm sorry I was so resistant to ethanol, and you sold me. I'm convinced, and all I had to do was try it. And thank you. Thank you, George.
That's all I said to do. Try it.
Save me money, and I was so resistant.
Yeah, you don't want to save money.
So, where are you going to, Mary? Where are you going to get the ethanol from? That's the other problem besides George.
Well, you know, unfortunately, up here, you know, when we got a lot of bad press, there was actually signs on the gas tanks where I shop that said, "Oh, ethanol-free gas." And so, of course, in my mind, I thought, "Oh, ethanol's bad." And George kept saying, no, it's not. And so I think we were given false information. And all I had to do was try it and make up my own mind. And I have, and I'm sold on the ethanol. I think it's a good thing. And I don't know, other than through George, any other outlet.
It's about time you try it.
I was like you too, Mary. I was very resistant, and so I'm currently in a test mode. So every time I fill up, I keep track of how much miles I'm getting and how well the car is going. So the test is still running. So
okay.
I will come back on this show and announce my results.
Very good. Well, I did my test. All I have to say is it saves me money. My car performs better.
Good for you.
And you know what? And bottom line, I trust George. He's a fabulous mechanic. And he keeps my car in tip-top shape. And I come clear from Waianae and go all the way to Honolulu. And I wouldn't do that if you know, George weren't fantastic. So I'm sold.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
You take care. Thank you, George. Have a good afternoon.
You bye-bye. Too.
Well, one more for you, George.
Mm. So how do you like your ethanol?
I think the car is running better. I'm still not sure on the gas mileage. I think it gets a little bit more mileage. It's hard to tell at this point.
If you get on the open road, you get the
yeah,
results.
See, I'm not on the open road. I'm really
in
back
traffic,
and forth
no.
in traffic. So.
You hardly see anything in traffic, but you notice a performance difference.
So like for her, she goes from Waianae and she says she's on the open road a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm not.
Big difference on open road. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, we have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hi, Tristan.
Hey, how's it going, George?
Hey, you finally made it in.
Yeah, I tend to call too late toward the end of the show, and I don't get any luck to get in, you know?
Yeah.
It happens.
So how's Canada?
It's starting to get colder, man. The fall is around the corner.
Oh, you poor thing. It's nice and warm here.
Yeah, you're lucky. Fortunately, I can't go there. Too far.
Not really.
Well, I'd have to fly and it's not cheap.
Yeah, put some ethanol in the jet and it's cheap.
Yeah, well, they're not going to allow that because of regulation.
Mm-hmm. So what's up?
I had a question regarding some oil, like analysis. First off, regarding sludge, how do you get rid of that in an engine? Is there an AMSOIL product that they have for this?
Yes. AMSOIL has a flush.
Okay, and it's I guess, the small little bottles, kind of like the PI?
Yeah.
And how many would you recommend that I add in the oil?
One bottle will do it.
And generally speaking, what's the duration of the period of time that would...
You just go by the directions on the bottle.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, I'm having... I have about 7,000 kilometers on the oil, which is probably about 4,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using AMSOIL with the air intake from AMSOIL.
Mm-hmm.
And the AMSOIL 15,000-mile guaranteed filter, like the nanoparticle tech.
Mm-hmm.
The oil is kind of caramel, kind of like Coke in color, kind of like a Coca-Cola.
That's normal.
But, I mean, as for dropping the oil, I don't really need to, right?
No.
Because, I mean, we got some days there that was extremely hot, and so I'm assuming that's where I got used up. But so it's still guaranteed for the 25,000 miles. You wouldn't tell me to drop it?
No. No, drop it.
Even if it's black, unless... what would be indication as to time for it to change?
When it gets black.
And it's like you can't see through it type deal?
Exactly.
Okay, so that's not the case. And one other thing, I actually installed recently, which was a Hotchkiss suspension sway bar.
Mm-hmm.
I got the front and the back, but I installed the front, and I also increased the pressure in the tires to about 48 PSI.
Mm-hmm.
But the max, I think, is 51.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a bit of knuckling around, clinging. Is that normal as you increase the amount of pressure? Like, won't it be a bit harsher on the component suspension?
No.
Okay.
It's safer for you because you create a better footprint on the pavement.
Right. Okay, you're talking about as for tire-wise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the status on the ethanol up here with that gentleman you were dealing with?
We're still working on that. And hopefully soon we'll get it to you.
Because I've only been hearing good things on to the end of Hawaii, and I can't have a taste of that stuff. I don't know.
You poor thing.
We only have the 91. We have the 91 here from Shell, and with the mothballs. I'm doing mothballs. The mothballs... it becomes to get tedious, you know?
It is. Ethanol is much better.
If you can just pour it directly in, that's ideal. You don't have to dissolve it.
And better performance.
Okay, right, yeah. Well, yeah, it's what, 100 or 110 octane?
120.
Oh, it's 120. Wow,
yes.
Okay. One last question. I'll, because I have access to aviation gas, because I'm actually a student pilot. No, huh?
No.
Unless it's carburetor?
No.
Not at all?
Yes.
Okay. What would happen if the lead that would accumulate in the cat, or...?
It's going to contaminate your oxygen sensor on the exhaust.
On the exhaust. And how long would that take in order to completely... would it be one tank full and it would already come with an engine?
Yes,
cold?
That's it.
Okay, well, yeah, forget that then. Because that's... we can get the 100, the 100 low lead.
No. Wait for the ethanol.
Okay, perfect. I'll stand by then.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for the tips, and once again, you're doing great work. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Take care.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. Since you have a state legislator here, I just wanted to recall and reaffirm about the ethanol. I did use it, and it's wonderful. But then I usually put only half a tank of gas, and I was putting too much ethanol. And then finally, when George was there, you told me why. And then if you use it correctly, it's wonderful. But as I told you, I have to use up my mothballs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the big difference. Mothballs, I mean, the ethanol cannot compare with the mothballs.
The ethanol much better, right?
Yeah, and the condition of the car. But you were talking about how it improves the injectors. So
mm-hmm.
Can you tell us again the other benefits besides improving the injectors?
Well, using ethanol will also clean your injectors, and most of all, it's cleaner for an environment.
That's very important.
Yes.
Because we have to breathe. We need clean air. That's why we're all sick today.
Mm-hmm.
Oxygen in the air has depleted so much.
Mm-hmm.
So by all the cars being more efficient, George is doing a wonderful... Everybody who hasn't tried it yet, just try it.
No. Mumbai, we run out.
But to our state legislator here today, please encourage your other legislators to try it.
That's why I'm testing it myself, so if you
yeah,
know...
Yeah, but you're the only one.
Well, but once I get passionate, I believe in something, then, you know, the message will get out there. So I want to make sure I do my homework before I recommend anything.
Well, that's true too, you know.
Calvin Say is a good friend of mine, and he never ever want to try it.
Well, I can't speak for Calvin Say.
He's just like Mary out there.
So thank you for coming on his show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Because George has a lot of information when it comes to cars and, you know, and this rail project.
That's true.
I tell you.
He just sometimes he's not tactful enough and he rubs some people the wrong way. That's the only problem George has.
Well, you'd like to be honest.
Yeah, but George,
you can be tactful about it.
But George, the main thing is you got to get it through.
Right.
You can be right, but if people are not going to listen because of the tone of voice.
Thank you, Barbara.
You know.
Yes. Who loses?
No, but.
The people lose. Sorry.
So we have to work with people like female.
I am not like Abercrombie.
Female? Could be maybe like female legislator rather than a male legislator.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Hey, George, you know, she talked about breathing and staying healthy. And I think, you know, ethanol for the car, pro tandem for the body.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Senator Donna Mercado Kim.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. A rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling
hey,
Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob.
I know you're all worked up with politics because of Donna here.
Now, see, I was going to be nice.
Okay.
And I was going to talk about something else, but as soon as you said that word.
Be nice.
I am going to be. I'm always nice, George.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to ask a question that I really haven't quite understood.
Okay.
Is what is the problem with allowing a company to sell ethanol?
I don't believe there's a problem
with
the company.
There's no problem with that.
No, in fact, we passed some tax credits to allow a company to actually manufacture the ethanol on Kauai, build a factory, or build whatever it takes, a plant, to produce the ethanol. But that has never come to pass, so we're still waiting. And so the legislature said, well, maybe, you know, we don't need to give the tax credits if no business are going to take advantage of it.
Okay, well, then could somebody could import it and set up an ethanol gas station?
Mm-hmm.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Oh.
It might be the cost might be prohibitive to do that. That's the only problem.
Oh, George, for some reason I thought they were blocking the process at the legislative level.
The only thing that's blocking it is the cost.
Right, yeah. Well, welcome to Hawaii.
Okay?
Okay. Anyway, as always, take care of your car, or take care of you. It's a beautiful day out, folks. So everybody slow down a little bit, smile, wave at the people beside you, and let's have a great weekend. Aloha.
Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, good afternoon, Senator. I have a question. Recently, there was another copper incident with the highway that they stole copper from the freeway by the viaduct by the airport. What is the state going to do in putting more a bill to, you know, penalize people as stealing copper and whatnot? It's very.
I believe we had a number of bills. I can't recall if any of them passed. The problem is not so much the penalty. Mm-hmm. The problem is the enforcement. Of course, we've seen people get electrocuted, and you would think that's enough to keep somebody from stealing the copper. Mm-hmm. But it's, again, the enforcement and getting caught, because most of them won't get caught.
Right. And that's a lot of money right there for us to replace the copper wire.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But concerning ethanol. Yeah, I'm sick of using this gas on my weed eater and my chainsaw. Since I use the ethanol and whatnot, it's much more better for my small farm.
Where do you get your ethanol from?
In Georgia.
Okay.
That's a silly question.
I just have to check and see if there's anybody else out there that has
nobody
ethanol.
Else. George is a man, and I appreciate for him to bring ethanol in the state.
Yay, George.
But you're welcome.
Keep doing it, George, and then hope we can get some kind of factory or plant, or even get, you know, station going up all around.
Oh, we're working on that.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Aloha.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Steve.
George, you gotta learn.
Ski.
S-K-I.
Oh, Ski.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had to call you because I was at my favorite watering hole. And just down the block, and I happened to meet two people when I was talking about your show. One of them, female, said that she used to race cars with your son. Her name is Jane. I don't know if you know her. Todd should.
Hmm.
Goes back a ways.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the last name.
Okay.
But she needs some convincing on the ethanol. She's not convinced on it.
Lots of people are like that.
And then, do you know a Bert that calls on you in the auto business for supplies? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I met him. And he's skeptical, too.
He's a what?
Skeptical.
Oh, there are a lot of people skeptical, including Donna here.
Oh.
She's using it, and she's still skeptical.
No, wow. I have to make sure you get the
test. You know what politicians are like.
Hey, at least I'm trying it, and yeah. I'm doing my due diligence. That's better than people who just turn
a
blind eye.
I'm procrastinating in that respect.
I know you are.
But anyway, I just wanted to call, let you know, that it's a small world.
It is.
And I'm trying to promote it, but who knows, you know, it's a...
It's hard.
It's interesting because people won't believe until they actually have this experience.
That's right.
and it's hard to get them to experience something.
Well,
because the, you know, the propaganda out there is so great.
That's right.
No, well, which is true. You know what? I think Jane mentioned, oh, it's no good on parts or something. I said, hey, that's what I talked about, your sample jar out there, that what you have in it and what have you. And but God, it's anyway. I just I had to call, let you know, because it's unusual that two people sitting in a cocktail lounge and they both know you. And
that's scary.
To your program.
Well,
hey,
thanks
you know,
a lot.
I keep this up. You're going to need my social security number so I can earn some money because of all the taxes in the state.
Yeah.
That was for you, Donna.
I think my earphones aren't working right now.
You know, I called a friend of mine about Michelle Wee when she won her first tournament, and he was complaining, oh, she's no good, she's not winning or anything. And when I said what I was calling, he said, what? I can't hear you. Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, aloha. Nice talking to you. Have a good show.
Thank you. Aloha.
Okay. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Senator Donna Mercado Kim.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalmorley E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back again, and I have something here from Damian Farias on uninsured cars off the road. He emailed this to me, and he wants me to read this to Donna about impounding cars.
Okay.
It says, recently, City of Dallas, Texas passed an ordinance stating that if a driver is pulled over by law enforcement and is not able to prove, show proof of insurance, the car will be towed on the spot. To retrieve the car, the owner has to show proof of insurance before release of the car. Now, shortly after they pulled this up, this ordinance, they impounded in only 9 days 80% of the cars, and 80% were driven by illegals. We don't have illegals here, so that's okay. But the deal was, there's a $350 penalty. You have to pay the fine plus the towing, and it's $20 a day that the car sits in the lot. So the longer you leave it in the lot, the bigger your bill is going to get. So one way or the other, you got to get the insurance to get it out. Now, years and years ago on Kapilani Boulevard, Donna, a family lost a father. They were crossing Kapilani Boulevard by that old Cutter Chevrolet lot in the crosswalk, and it was kind of peak traffic, and the lane closest to the curb, as they came close to the curb, that the cars were all stopped, that car was speeding, and the father saw from the corner of his eye the car coming. He shoved the family off to the curb, and the car caught him and killed him. The driver had no insurance, so the family ate it. So, and that's how bad having no insurance can be. But if you remember way back in the old days, insurance was optional. Mm-hmm.
I realize that. My son had an incident about a year ago. He's driving down School Street, and this car decided he didn't want to wait, and he jumped the curve and went on the sidewalk and to pass and clipped my son's car on the side. And so he happened to get the license plate number, and so we called the police, and this guy had warrants out for him. And excuse me. Interesting enough, he was pulled over about an hour or 2 hours before that, and the police didn't even check that he had warrants out for him, and they could never find the guy. And so we had to eat it and pay for it ourselves.
See? So, you know, I think police department needs to do something, because we're all in this bucket together, and we need to work together and, you know, do the right things.
It would be interesting to find out how Dallas works this, because I can see a police pulling you over, you don't have your insurance, trying to get a tow truck there, mm-hmm. trying to, and the policeman waiting with you for the tow truck to come, mm-hmm. and then get it towed. I mean, there's a lot of logistics, I would imagine, occur.
Yeah.
And then, again, the problem is, we don't have a lot of land like Dallas and Texas, where we can store a lot of cars.
Well, if you're storing it for 30 days and $20 a day, they're not going to come and get it anyway, so you sell it.
Well, the problem is the storage. A lot can only carry so many.
The contractor's problem, not yours.
No, but if you don't have anybody to do the contracting, then that becomes
our
problem.
There's lots of them. But there's lots of them hungry for the job.
Trust me, it's the storage. Yeah.
Anyway, who's on the line?
We have the champ on the line.
Oh,
who's that?
No, the champ. Do I know this guy?
Well, yeah,
I don't think so.
I would call up and help boost your ratings.
So, champ, you can call me normally. You don't have to call the radio station.
you know, George is pulling all his punches. He's coming in big with the senator, you yourself. By the way, I have a few personal questions here. Can I ask you some personal questions? First of all, are you married, Senator?
What is none of your business, champ.
What do you do on your spare time?
Same answer.
What I want to know from you is, how's your health?
You know what? Ever since I picked up that stuff from you, now I got to go to the doctor and check, but I've noticed a little bit more hop in my step.
Oh, no. I don't know if we you want know. More hop in your step.
No, we don't want that.
Yeah, you better stop taking that.
Well, no. No, but anyway, it is...
Stop the sugar. Stop the sugar, champ.
No, I went to brown sugar. I went to brown sugar. Now, and that's a big difference because we know anything white is fake. But anyway, I just wanted to touch bases. Thank George. I'm actually watching NASCAR from home, George. And you know what they're running in NASCAR nowadays, right?
Ethanol.
They're running ethanol. That's right. Mm-hmm. We read that in your thing. So that's a good thing. And, of course, what Senator Donna got is a great thing. And it's actually, you got a great show going on today, George. You should have her more often.
I was on last week. You missed me, Champ. But let me just tell the listeners that it was actually Champ that called me to come and see George to try out the ethanol. So thank you, Champ.
No, I thank you for allowing George another chance. And about Calvin Stay, you know, I like the way he says my good friend Calvin Stay. I got to talk to Calvin Stay about that one. but if all these politicians are listening, yeah, it is good stuff. And we thank you, Donna. And we love you.
Thank you, too. I'm glad you're still taking your pretendum. And I know George is taking his.
Oh, George's bottle is gone, the first one you gave him.
No, but he is on auto ship now. Okay, I noticed you canceled your auto ship.
Only because I lost my card and I gotta change them, so I gotta get that new info. I told them that when I changed it.
I'll call you.
Thank you very much. Well, you honest, huh?
Thanks. Thanks, Jeff. Of course.
No, God, you closed jobs on auto ship too.
Of course, I told you. You gotta get on board.
Hey, thank you for helping him with his tack, because you know that guy. He's very thoughtful, but he's tactless. Thank you very much. And speaking about the insurance, I'll leave you with this. It's like that Portuguese lady was speeding up the A Street out of night. She was speeding, driving recklessly. The cop pulled her over and said, "Excuse me, ma'am, can I see your can I see your driver's license?" And she looked at him and said, "What, you guys know can make up your mind? You take them away yesterday, and now you like see them today." All right. I'm out of here. Thank you, John. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, champ.
Thanks, champ.
Okay, we have Greg from Honolulu.
Hey, Greg.
Hi there. Regarding the statement that you read from that person regarding the law in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
Impounding cars. Now, Senator Kim, is there a difference between the law driving drunk and driving without insurance? I mean, is one more enforceable than the other?
One, you can catch someone probably driving drunk. You can't just stand on the road and stop every car to check if they have insurance.
No,
there has to be probable
cause.
Yeah.
I understand that. But if there is probable cause to stop somebody, is one law more enforceable than the other? Say they're stopped for speeding. Both cars are stopped for speeding. One is driving drunk. One is sober but has no insurance.
Yes, the drunk driving, there are laws that says that they can test them and then they can take you in and I don't know, misdemeanor, I'm not sure what it is, a felony for if you register so much on the breathalyzer.
Right.
As for the just speeding or not having your insurance, it's by fine and then you go to court. So
can't there be a law?
They can. Yeah. You can have any law if you have enough.
Would you introduce a bill that says we will impound cars?
Yes,
for
and
people
I
people that don't have insurance.
Yes, and I have introduced that on the city council level when I was on the council. Again, the problem is that where do we put all these cars once they're impounded? That we have a problem with space and storing the cars. And then the due diligence issues. There's a lot of legal stuff that went on. For years we tried to do that, and I can again try to introduce another measure, but the same issues come up. If there's not enough votes in the legislature, if you don't convince my colleagues, then the bill may not even get a hearing.
I understand that, but I mean, I would appreciate it if you would introduce the law again.
Okay.
Because it's a safety concern. And it is a financial concern for those of us that are responsible and do have insurance. If I get rear-ended or broadsided by somebody that doesn't, or killed,
mm-hmm.
I think we can find the space to store impounded cars. I mean, I know we're an island, but, you know, when we need the
very space, difficult.
We've got the space.
We can't even have enough space to tow away all the derelict vehicles that clutter our streets and our neighborhoods. Trying to get that off the road has been very difficult. That's been one of my pet peeves in my district, trying to get those cars off the road. And those are stationary, and you see them all the time. Weeds are growing from their tires sometimes.
I agree. Well, if the time period where you're allowed to come and get your car, if it's impounded, you know, if the time period was, you know, 30 days or less, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have to, and then the city or the state is allowed to sell the cars or ship them off island or sell them for scrap or whatever we have to do.
There's a long process, and it costs a lot because they have to put it in the newspaper. They have to do all sorts of things that cost money before they can actually sell or get rid of a car.
Yeah. No, I know there are, but time's changing, and if it was made a priority, and the loss of one life because of one driver, or the loss of the financial support from one family because of one driver that doesn't have insurance.
I agree with you, but again, it's, you know, it's getting the person caught. So chances are the guy that's going to hit you had never gotten caught for anything to check on whether or not he's gotten his insurance. And then he goes, say he gets caught, he goes, he picks up, he gets his insurance for 6 months, he gets his card, he shows proof, then he cancels the insurance, which is what the insurance company tells us. Then they cancel the insurance, and they can't do anything about that. So there's all kinds of loopholes, and trying to close those loopholes. In the meantime, if I don't give all the answers, my colleagues don't want to pass the bill, or the attorneys come to testify against it, police comes, and then the governor vetoes it. I mean, he vetoes a safety check bill.
Yeah. So, is there really opposition to this? I mean, who is?
It's not so much opposition as so much as for it. Who's going to vote for it? Because all of the problems, and so they say, okay, let's study it, or let's, you know, defer it until we get the answers, and then it never occurs, and there's thousands of bills introduced every year, and so it gets lost in the process.
Yeah.
People have to push for it. You have to make sure that your legislators know that
you're my legislator.
Okay, then I'm one, but I got to get, you know, to pass the Senate, we have to have 13 people. So in the House, you need 26.
Yeah. All right, well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for your concerns, and we'll take it to heart. I'll take it to heart.
Thank you.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Senator Donna Mercado Kim.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and you can call us at 808-296-5467. Who's next on the phone?
We have the famous Damien Farias.
Uh-oh. We got Dinosaur on.
I know you have Donna Mercado came on. So.
Hi, Damien.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I've met you before, once or twice, at Dealer Day at the Capitol.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just understand that the governor's council, I mean, the mayor's council is going to be requesting from the legislature again, sharing revenues from the courts.
From the tickets.
Yes.
Right.
Now, George knows a little bit more about my background. I used to be one of the guys that used to issue those tickets.
Yeah, he was a policeman.
Okay.
And what happened, well, there was things happening back then. I won't get into this because we don't have too much show left. I was a policeman before we came a state. And the police departments were getting share of the monies because we were at a state. And there was a different court system. After statehood, things changed. Policemen were always accused of having quotas to give tags to generate money. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, there wasn't any pressure anymore to give tickets. And this was, I noticed this in 63.
Mm-hmm.
I left the police department after that because of the politics, and then since then, even more complicated with union. But anyway, you mentioned that money was the problem. There wasn't enough policemen to issue citations. What about what happens when you get a ticket or click it? Now, I know the federal government funds that. So what if the state funded the county police department to go out and enforce these laws?
No more money on the state level. We're doing worse than the counties.
Well, I mean, you would have more money if you borrowed the money. Say you borrowed $100,000 to fund it for a month.
Well, let me explain to you. What I tried to do is get meter maids on the council.
Yeah, but cars.
Right,
run down
but let me just explain on the meter and okay. The meter monitors to be gender correct in
right.
This case. And so they're not required to have the kind of training a police officer, and they can be dedicated. And so even trying to get the personnel for the meter monitors wasn't easy. And so we can add or try to add more police and pay, but again, you know, it's the demand. So right now there are calls and crimes being committed that they don't have enough police. And so the more police you put, you're going to find that, again, the priority becomes tickets become very low on the list of priorities because you cannot have enough officers to handle a lot of the calls that come in on the crimes that
right.
Taking place. So that's one of the issues. And we don't have control on dictating how many officers the police are going to dedicate to only do ticketing.
Uh-huh.
We can give them money, but we can't require the chief to allocate that.
Yes, I understand, because one of the problems that has come in since is with the union.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back when I was in,
and overtime, the issue on overtime.
Yeah. Now, when I was in, there used to be a police reserve. People who used to work for nothing. They wore a uniform. They had training. They wore a badge. They came in to fill in the void where the police department was. They used their own cars.
Mm-hmm.
They were properly trained. That has been tried to be reactivated on Maui,
mm-hmm.
but they have been unsuccessful because the unions don't want it.
The unions and the liability issue, that's, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. But it worked wonderful back in the 60s and 70s. And you didn't have extra expenses to get these people. All you had to do is when they came in, give them a tank of gas and they went on patrol for 8 hours.
You know, if they could come in and be meter monitors or somewhere they can go ahead and all of the non-moving violations can be issued by these meter monitors, as well as if we have the system where you have to display your insurance card, then they could go on ticketing, and that would help immensely.
Right. And the other thing you mentioned about the towing, if we could impound cars,
mm-hmm.
Where would you find the tow trucks? Well, right now, George told you. George makes a joke of this all the time. $900 per
right,
tow.
Per
if you had those tows added to the same organization, the cost of the tow would probably drop to about $120 per car.
I don't know.
Because your volume, if your volume went up, your cost per unit would go down.
But you also have the contractor charging you because now they have to get more.
Mm-hmm. No. The way it works, say the contract is for $1 million and they're only towing 80 cars a month. The cost is $900 a car. If you got $1 million budget and they're towing 3,000 cars, the cost goes down considerably.
But if it's $1 million, they bid on it based on the number of tow trucks they had, and knowing the number of tow trucks can handle a certain amount. So in order to increase that number, the bid would have to be done, and that number might change. It's not going to stay the same, because no way that, you know, three tow trucks or four tow trucks can
okay.
take the same amount.
Okay. Well, I'm not putting any blame on you, Donna.
No, I know. I'm just going to give you what are some of the issues that we have to deal with.
But it seems kind of crazy that somebody in government assigns a contract to a tow truck that's going to charge $900 per tow.
I agree.
I'm going to look into it.
I will.
I honestly, God, if you look at adding a big volume to the same contract, the cost would come way, way down.
Okay, I will look at it.
Okay, Donna. Okay. Nice talking to you. Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thanks, David. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we had the champ. Now we got the chief.
Chief calling to assist champ in boosting the ratings. Just a couple of statements. I know time is short, and we don't have to limit Damien Sr.'s time on the radio next time. Great contribution, Damien. Just a couple of statements. Well-known fact, we have 9% of the world's population in the U.S., and we have 70% of the world's lawyers. It's time for tort reform. The second statement, it is a fact that we have 400,000 unregistered vehicles on the street. And if we had to have them register their cars at $250 a shot, we would bring in $100 million in revenue to the state, tack on the penalties for late registration. We wouldn't have to impound and store that many cars, because the first 5 or 10,000 cars that are taken in will send the word out, and everybody would run in to register their cars. So we're talking about revenues for the state. There's $100 million at least is sitting right out there. By the way, we could park the cars in Diamond Head or Cocoa Head, or especially on Sand Island. And Sand Island looks like a desert out there.
Diamond Head and Cocoa Head, you would have the environmentalists.
I'm only kidding.
Yes. on your tail in a minute.
Do a great job in the legislature, and really the statement from us who support George is, what can we do for you? You do a great job.
Thank you.
Wait, have a great day, gang.
Thank you.
We just need you to come to the legislature or call or send in your emails and texts, and you have to do it diligently to all of your legislators and show them that you are a force when it comes to voting. So that's what you need to do. With an election year coming up, now is the time, George. You have to mobilize all your forces.
Okay.
I want to see if you can get last caller in,
okay.
Ray, from downtown.
Okay.
Real quick, Ray.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know that I don't think you're going to get much gas mileage improvement. I haven't. I use ethanol for about a year and a half because the explanation that George might have told you is that it's too much rubbish. It's almost like neutralizing the ethanol that you put in. Unless you go, like George, 100%, you won't see a lot of damage from the junk they put in there, up to 10% of the ethanol they put in there.
Right.
But, George, okay. you don't do 100%. You just do 2 gallons.
I do.
Not
my
in
car.
Yeah, your car, but not in, like, my car. Right?
No.
Right.
I run out of ethanol. Okay. I'd like to thank Donna, Makaro, Kim for spending some time here. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And thanks to all the people who called in. Take care of each other. Aloha.
AM 690, K8.